The time now is 29 minutes past 7 as we finalise the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. We look into the Absa Public Protector probe. The latest is that Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyogo has reportedly indicated that there are flaws in the report into Absa's apartheid-era bailout for Bancorp by the central bank. Advocate Paul Hoffman of Accountability Now joins us on the line for this conversation. Welcome to Money Talk, Paul. Apologies there, Paul. We are unable to hear you clearly. Can you hear us? We seem to be struggling a bit with that line. Hi, Paul.
Well, how about going to the back to the cell phone? The landline is obviously not happy.
Let's see what we can do there. We'll just take you back to Charmian and we'll get back with you there. Now, this story of Absa Bancorp and the public protector has caused quite a stir with, Absa basically saying that they have received the provisional report and they view it as confidential. Now, the Reserve Bank Governor, Lesetša Kganyogo, has said that he has found inaccuracies, but that he is still taking a look at that particular report. And we know that it was leaked to the media last week, and it has just been a whirlwind of a story. Advocate Paul Hoffman of Accountability Now is back on the line. Welcome to Money Talk, Paul.
Hi, good evening. I hope that your listeners realize that we are really 21st century. We are now talking on the cell phone instead of the headline.
Thank you so much, Paul. Now, take us back to what this matter is all about. Apartheid era bailouts, Bancorp, Absa, the central bank being involved, the public protector investigating. Take us way back. What is this all about for those who don't understand?
Well, what happened way back was that a former British spy approached Deputy President, as he then was, Thabo Mbeki, and said, there's plenty of money that was misappropriated, stolen, irregularly dealt with in the dying days of apartheid, and I would like to help get the new South Africa on its feet by assisting with the plan to recover that type of money.
Right.
The contract was entered into, a commission rate was agreed, 10 million rand up front was paid by the South African government, which means by you and me, to get the investigation up and going. And the investigation did indeed uncover a great deal of skullduggery that happened in the dying days of apartheid. And when time came to now go ahead and recover, the South African government pulled out of the agreement and said to CIEX, the contracting party, thanks for your help, we don't need any more help. And nothing further was done. That was really around the turn of the century, you could say. When Accountability Now came into existence and people heard that we were prepared to seek accountability from those with their hands on the levers of power, this report was given to us. We verified its accuracy in the sense that we determined that the author is a real person and that it's not a work of fiction but a solid attempt to get to the bottom of the apartheid era skullduggery. We then turned to the public protector because it's obviously the sort of thing that cannot be handled by private investigation.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a need to get hold of a lot of confidential information, which the public protector has the power to do, and you and I do not have the power to do.
Hmm.
The way that the complaint was framed was, why did the South African government spend 10 million rand finding out who they could sue to get back money from the old regime and then cancel? So it was a classical maladministration, lack of accountability, and failure to be responsive type of complaint, which is what the public protector does all day, every day. Public protector turned around and said, look, this is old. We have a discretion as to whether to take it or not, and we're exercising the discretion against you. And that was where the matter lay until we were able, when I met the public protector face to face at a conference in Barcelona to persuade her to please reconsider the position and pay attention to the fact that there is a lot of money involved and that it would do the new South Africa a lot of good if that money was recovered in the public interest. And the public protector then did reconsider, did investigate, and was unable to complete the investigation during the term of office of Thuli Madonsela. She was asked this morning at a press club breakfast in Cape Town whether the report which has now been leaked is her report or not. She refused, very properly, refused to answer that question and said, history will tell whether that report is mine or not. And you can read into that whatever you choose to read into it. But it's certainly, she has not admitted maternity of the report that is now sliding around the internet and creating all the trouble. The problem is that the current public protector also does not admit maternity or authorship of the report. And when asked to explain why she says there's no report, she's given a really confusing and inadequate explanation. And when asked to clear up her confusing and inadequate explanation, she has declined to do so and has invited accountability now to take the matter up with the National Assembly. And that's exactly what we're doing. We've written to the National Assembly and we've asked them to please exercise their powers of oversight over the public protector in relation to this debacle where there is or is not a provisional report, and to get her to answer the questions that we've asked her in relation to her first denying and then trying rather lamely to explain why a provisional report does exist.
Definitely an interesting one to look into. Many things might happen from now until the report is finalized and we get clarity on this matter. Thank you so much for your input. Advocate Paul Hoffman of Accountability Now discussing the APSA Public Protector Probe saga on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.